Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to the meeting of the Board of Directors of WMATA. I'm Jack Evans, Chairman of the Board, and I'm going to... How about now? Is that better? Okay, great. Again, good morning. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Directors of WMATA. I'm Jack Evans, Chairman of the Board. We have our board members with us today. We're in, back in our big room here with a different table, and we try various different things to see how it works, so we'll see how this works today. I'm going to take an opportunity to welcome all of our guests here today. Those of you who work here at WMATA, thank you for all you do for us, and we're very pleased to have you here. And others who are visiting us, welcome to the board meeting, and thank you for coming out today. Our first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, so I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay, next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the April 27th, 2017 meeting, the April 27th, 2017 executive session, the May 11th, 2017 executive session, and the May 18th, 2017 executive session. So I'd like to move the approval of these minutes at this time. Is there a second? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The next item on the agenda is our public comment. So we have 9 witnesses signed up, and we want to thank you for coming. Each witness is allowed 2 minutes, so there's a timer, so you'll see where you are in the presentation, and we appreciate your coming here. Our first witness is Esker Bilger. So, welcome to the Metro Board meeting, Mr. Bilger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Esker Bilger. I am the Financial Secretary Treasurer of ATU Local 689. Unfortunately, I am here today because of several events in the last few weeks that made it clear the leadership at WMATA has no regard for the safety of its riders or its employees. Just last month, the FDA wrote a letter to Paul Wedefield forcing him to take emergency actions to protect roadway workers at WMATA. These were directives he was given over a year ago. Instead of addressing WMATA's inadequate safety procedures, he tried to distract the public with cosmetic fixes that do not address the root of WMATA's safety problems, like painting Union Station, installing Wi-Fi and air fresheners. Just last week, management had a surprising reaction when WMATA operators were performing their proper pre-trip inspection procedures and radio checks. Instead of commending these operators for performing the way they had been trained and working with the union, Assistant General Manager Robert Potts directed management to call transit on our shop stewards. He then followed up with a threatening letter aimed at intimidating employees that he made sure was on the back of every operator's manifest when they came in to work on Friday. That letter was followed by a cease and desist letter from the chief operating office to the union. Why would they threaten employees in the union that represents them for engaging in the education and promotion of safety to the workforce? Is this the safety culture that WMATA is trying to develop? Management even went so far as the SOP 3.50, 3.50.1 were inadequate and misleading statements. Not once did they acknowledge that if any of the buses left the lot late, it was because equipment wasn't working properly. Buses had expired registrations or other safety hazards were found on buses that were supposed to be completely functional at the time of dispatch. If your ATM and COO don't know their own SOPs, how confident do you think they are?
Okay, thank you.
And after all this, just last Saturday, an operator was assaulted when she radioed for Help Essential. No one responded.
Mr. Bilger, I'm going to have to interrupt.
She got help, and she secured the bus and got off the flag down at Prince George's County policemen, but they don't tell you this story. We always come to WMATA board meetings and let you know that management is just feeding you what you want to hear. Today, I want to make it clear that Paul Wedefield has been lying to you about his commitment to safety and employees and
Mr. Bilger, I have to interrupt you.
When you look at the website, it brags that many Metro bus operators are trained for CPR and Heimlich maneuver and other first aid procedures.
Mr. Bilger, you are way over your time.
This union has offered CPR training to employees throughout the system.
Mr. Bilger, you're not helping your case.
We don't want the liability. ATU Local 68.
Mr. Bilger, you're not helping your case by going this far over.
Provide safety as a culture and not just lip service. We have been an upright partner in this organization throughout its existence. This general manager and the management team cannot respect our voice, our commitment to our craft, our history with this company, then they need to go. In January, the GM and his management team terminated 21 track workers when he called it falsification. Their lives deserve the same punishment. Today we brought empty boxes for their personal belongings, and it's about time you take some responsibility and do the rest. Thank you.
You know, I try to be accommodating to everyone. I try to treat everyone with respect. I've been doing this for 27 years at the council and for a little while here. To say I don't appreciate what just happened is an understatement. We have a time limit for a reason. The reason is it respects the people who come after you. When you take more time than you're allocated, it makes everyone late. We are going to proceed. I will state again, everyone has 2 minutes. At the end of the 2 minutes, the red light will come on and the beeps will happen. I am asking everyone to respect the process. Look at your statement before you testify and try and cut it down to 2 minutes. We have to treat each other with respect. So I would appreciate that that is done here. At the end of the 2 minutes, again, I will inform you that your time is up. So I hope everyone understands the process. So let's proceed. Our next witness is Reverend Daniels. Reverend Daniels, welcome to the Metro Board.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here this morning, and hello to everyone here today. Metro IAF is five organizations representing the Industrial Areas Foundation: WIN in Washington, D.C., AIM in Montgomery County, BUILD in Baltimore, PAC in Howard County, and VOICE in Northern Virginia, Fairfax, Alexandria, Arlington, Prince William, and parts of Loudoun counties. In other words, we are regional, like WMATA, but instead of a network of tracks and terminals and bus routes, we are networks of more than 200 congregations and organizations and civic institutions. We are people diverse in every possible way and fundamental to this region. When WMATA was created, it was created because citizen activists built political will across this region to invest in our commonwealth. In the past, we have seen a kick the can down the road mentality about Metro from WMATA leaders. There's been more focus on election cycles and parochial jurisdictional interests, and general managers have cycled in and cycled out every few years. They have not confronted the hardest decisions, so they've left the crisis created by avoiding these decisions to you as well as to us, yes, the riders and the frontline workers of WMATA. We're the ones who endure the delays and service cuts. We're the ones put at risk by accidents and deferred maintenance. We applaud the general manager for calling for dedicated revenue, something that his predecessors did not do. We don't think the GM's plan is big enough or bold enough, and we are here to step into the politics of it all to develop a big plan. We want $1 billion a year. It's double the general manager's plan, more than 600 citizens in Montgomery County, 300 more this week, Fairfax 500 people rallying, D.C. more than 1,000. We want to see a bigger plan to support the workers and the people of the area. Thank you.
Okay, our next witness is Ardella Turnbull. Ms. Turnbull, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Angela Wilson Turnbull from St. Augustine's Catholic Church and Wind Leader. I'm a twofer. I work, live, and have my faith community between D.C. and Virginia. We are organizing for, one, systemic and steady growth in transit ridership, not planned shrinkage. Two, more affordable transit, not fare increases every 2 years. Three, more middle-class jobs with retirement security, not working poor jobs. Four, transit-oriented development on WMATA land that includes affordable housing. Five, a vision big enough that takes advantage of this unique opportunity to put WMATA on a path of sustainability for the future. We fear that if our WMATA and elected leaders aim too low, we are leaving a new crisis for the next generation, which we cannot afford to do. We have examined the general manager's plan and are concerned it doesn't measure up. WMATA board members, we are urging and asking you to do your jobs and ask the tough questions of the general manager about his plan, and yes, about our Metro IAF plan. Here, a list of the questions that we have heard from our team in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We stand ready to encourage hundreds of thousands of residents face-to-face at cookouts, in church pews, at work. Our leaders stand ready to stand up for dedicated revenue for WMATA, but demand accountability, transparency, and respect in return. Thank you for your consideration and partnership.
Thank you very much. Next witness is Bonnie Allen. Ms. Allen, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Thank you for inviting us, and thank you for allowing us to speak this morning. My name is Bonnie Allen. I'm a concerned citizen and a People's Community Baptist Church Action in Montgomery core team member from Silver Spring, Maryland. We applaud Mr. Wiedefeld's plan calling for important capital investments in rail cars, buses, track, and systems to make transit more reliable. However, his plan will lock our region into a funding level that flatlines or shrinks service levels over time, with proposed cuts to bus services, which are especially important to working people and their families. Mr. Wiedefeld's plan will not restore late night service, which is vital to people working in the service industry, including my son, who as a millennial does not or want to own a car. Your plan would raise fares every 2 years. We want to see what it would cost to attract new riders by making fares more affordable. Metro IAF wants a growth in ridership. We challenge our elected leaders to imagine a bus and rail system that is robust and serves 1.5 million riders a day by 2035. What will it take? We want to work with WMATA. We hope that you will work with us. We want a plan where the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority not only survives, but thrives. A plan that addresses the needs of all jurisdictions and befitting the citizens and visitors of this nation's metropolitan capital region. Thank you for allowing me to speak and for listening.
Okay, thank you. And our next witness is Sharon Williams. Ms. Williams, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Good morning. My name is Sharon Williams, and I have been a Metro rider since 1997. Next week, I will begin a two-hour Metro commute from Sterling, Virginia, to Bailey's Crossroads, Virginia, each day. And I will have to start out my morning at 4:30 a.m. by walking 2.5 miles to the Loudoun commuter bus that will take me to Wheelie Reston Station, where I can take the Blue Line to Ballston. This will cost me about $400 per month. And when will Metro buses run in Loudoun County? Loudoun Transit is a joke. Most of the secondary bus lines in Northern Virginia do not fill the gaps for the lack of Metro bus losses and services. For example, Loudoun buses start at 7 a.m. and I have to be at work at 7:30 a.m. The upcoming bus cuts cause more headaches for all of us who ride buses. I will pay more for less service. Metro's troubles are going to cost me time and a lot of money as of July 1st with no improvement in service. I'm taking time off from work because I feel this is a critical issue for me and for my life. And I know that Loudoun County is the most difficult place to push for dedicated money for Metro. And I will help to try to organize people that are affected by bad bus public transportation. And I can help you fix this. I tend to come to every board meeting and meet with all of you if I can. And I want you to know my story. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Our next witness is Robert Buckman. Mr. Buckman, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Thank you. Let us make no mistake about it. We are in the midst of an affordable housing crisis that affects every single one of our jurisdictions. Arlington County alone, the smallest of our jurisdictions, has lost 13,000 affordable rental units in the last 10 years. And this is only going to get worse. Projections show that most of the jobs to be created in the next 25 years will be paying between 30 and 50% of the area median income. Our demand is that future land sales by WMATA be made available to not-for-profit developers or with mandates that 30% of the new development be devoted to affordable housing. This is a win from WMATA, an opportunity to demonstrate social responsibility. It would be a win for working families. It would be a win for employers. It would be a win for the regional economy. We representatives of the 500,000 people belonging to our 200 institutions expect an invitation from the general manager to sit down and discuss this vital issue. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Our next witness is Reverend Ginch. Reverend, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Thank you. My name is Roger Ginch, and I'm the senior pastor of the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church, not very far from here. To do this in 2 minutes is hard for a preacher, so I'm going to do this in 1 minute. This will be a challenge for my 30 years of ministry and preaching. Metro access is essential to my church because two of the pillars come to my church through Metro access. I was stunned to learn of the low pay that the operators get. Here is a story that's told by one of the WMATA Metro Access operators who testified in front of nearly 1,000 WIN leaders and Mayor Bowser. She works a full-time job, but she's paid so low by the private company that she works for that she and her daughter have experienced homelessness, qualified for Medicaid, and public housing subsidies. She said this to us, "I provide taxpayer-provided public service. You are going to have to pay either way, in my paycheck or in welfare. Treat me with dignity. Pay me with just one check." The GM's plan for fixing Metro on the backs of frontline workers has to end. Privatization is wrong. There is one, and we'll be handing out a handbook from one of the contractors with WMATA that actually helps workers understand how to pay, how to apply for Medicaid. I'm sorry, that's absurd. WMATA is for everyone. For everyone. Not just for those who can afford it. Amen.
Thank you. And our last public witness is my good friend, Reverend Edmonds, Reverend Lionel Edmonds. Reverend Edmonds, welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Edmondson, for being an ally for 20 years. My friend, Roger Gens, is Presbyterian. He left me 15 seconds left. I'm Baptist, so I'm going to take those 15 seconds. This is a time for bold leadership, and we believe that the general manager needs to step to the plate and cast a bolder vision for a true futuristic transportation system for the region. We believe nothing less than a $1 billion answer is the starting point. So we are asking you, Councilman Evans, for a meeting with the general manager and yourself so we can discuss the general manager's plan and to have you share with us, or us share with you, our plan, which is much bolder and does not try to balance a transportation system on the back of folks who are just trying to make a middle income. Will you meet with us and the general manager?
I can commit for myself that I will. I can't commit for the general manager, but I'll certainly ask him.
Will you take our general proposal seriously?
Yes, we will definitely take your proposal seriously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Edmonds. Okay, I want to thank all of those who came down to testify, and again, all of you who came down to our board meeting. It's very important that we hear from everyone, and thank you for your comments. Okay, we'll move along on the agenda. Our next item on the agenda is a report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Sheehan. Mr. Sheehan, welcome to the Metro Board meeting. Oh, Mr. Sheehan's not here? Oh, okay. Oh, there's Denise. Welcome, Denise.
Good morning. Mr. Sheehan is not here today, and I'm the vice chair for the AAC committee, Denise Rush. You have already received a report, so I'm just going to go over some highlights of the report. We did receive at the last meeting a report from the Metropolitan Washington Area Airport Authority about the second phase of the Silver Line. It's going to really make transportation better for everyone, especially for the, excuse me, the disability community. The six stations will be very similar to the first phase, and we're looking forward to that. We also received a report from the lighting and most of the mezzanines are almost finished. We expect for the completion to be completed by the end of the fiscal year this year. We want to recommend that they put some additional lighting at the stair wells, and we also need some markings so that it will make the path markings will make it better for low vision as well as all customers on where they're going when they're down in the tunnel. And we are really glad that you are using the disability community to get advice on the low vision, from the low vision people on the lighting in the tunnels. The AAC is also waiting to hear the final determination on the abilities ride. And we also want to thank the members from the board that come to the AAC meeting. They take their time to come out in the evening, and we've had two members almost every meeting, and we hope that they continue to come out, because the one-on-one, we're getting to know what their plan is, and they are getting to know what our expectations are, and we really want to thank you for that. Are there any questions?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Rush. Any questions for Ms. Rush? Okay, seeing none, thank you very much for coming down to keep us informed of what's happening. Okay, our next item on the agenda is the report by the Riders Advisory Council, Ms. Cortum. Ms. Cortum here somewhere? No? From the Riders Advisory Council? Okay, is anyone from the Riders Advisory Council here representing them? No? Okay. We'll move on that. The next item in the agenda is a report by the chair, and I have no report today. So we'll move on to the report by the Customer Service Operations and Security Committee, Ms. Hudgens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Customer Service and Operations Security Committee met on May 11th, the following is offered as for approval of the artwork at the Reston Town Center Metro Rail Station. The Customer Service Operations and Security Committee approved the selection of artwork for Reston Town Center Metro Rail Station, which is part of the Phase 2 of the Silver Line, and authorized the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with the artists of the selected proposal to further develop, fabricate, and install the artwork at the station. The funding for this project is coming from the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority as part of the Phase 2 of the Silver Line project. And with that, I would move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, motions for approval has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Tom can't second it.
I'll second.
Okay. All right, we got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Hudgens, anything else?
That's it, Mr.
Okay,
Chairman. We're excited. Getting closer.
Next item on the agenda is a report by the Finance Committee. Mr. Goldman.
Thank you. The following item was referred to the board from the Finance Committee on its May 11th, 2017 meeting. At that time, the Finance Committee received an update on Metro's third quarter financial performance and approved an amendment to the FY 2017 through FY 2022 Capital Improvement Program. This amendment increases the approved FY 2017 CIP by $75 million to accommodate continued accelerated capital program delivery in this fiscal year FY 2017, that ends June 30th. The additional money will be used to support the Safe Tracks program, accelerated delivery of new 7,000 series rail cars, construction of new bus making facilities, and the purchase of additional rail car parts. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Okay, a motion's been made to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Price, we didn't hear you. Can we hear you say aye?
Aye.
All righty. Very good.
Thank
Mr.
Chairman, this concludes
I'm still here.
My report. This concludes my report.
All right. All right, that concludes the Finance Committee report. Next item on the agenda are the consent items. Following three items are on the board's consent agenda. Indemnification of Fairfax County. Staff is requesting that the board indemnify Fairfax County as part of a maintenance agreement for stormwater facilities at the District 2 Police Substation at the Franconia Springfield Metro. Item B, the indemnification of the Washington Convention and Sports Authority. Board approval is requested for indemnification terms required to use the Washington Convention Center for Metro's Back to Business Procurement Fair on June 20th. And item C, the span of service change date. Staff is seeking board action to make the change in Metro Rail operating hours effective June 25th, 2017, concurrent with changes to the Metro fares and service changes. So I'd like to move approval. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the consent items signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, our next item on the agenda are the reports by the jurisdictions from the District of Columbia. I would like to report that my children are home for the summer and my two children are riding the bus from Capitol Hill to my home, successfully two times now. So it goes all the way from the Capitol Hill to Georgetown on the same bus. So I am very pleased. They're pleased. They're concerned that the fares are going to go up, though, in a month. And so we're worried about that. That's it for the district. From WSTC, Ms. Farley.
No.
A report, and from NVTC, Mr. Cochran. Okay, and from the federal government, Mr. Strickland's not here, so Ms. Comedy.
It's me. The only thing I would offer is from the FTA. We spoke yesterday, and on the subject of political leadership, there are four positions at FTA which are political appointments. None has been filled. No one is in sight currently. So I think the existing structure where the career people are acting will continue for quite a while. That's really all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. If there's no other business to come before the board, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.